basically so much is spoken about Anova by Torah. So much is spoken about Anova and Shiflus, the present Gatun and Torah, that Kimi Seras Hashem, Seras Soichavta, that the Yichud comes Seras Soich, it doesn't come in Torah Soich, it's trying to guide, it becomes Torah Soich because Ishtek Gufa. If you don't Torah, you don't Torah, you don't Torah, you don't Torah, so the Yichud means that Ishtek Gufa. Ishtek Gufa means about the Torah Hashem, Kimi Seras Hashem, Chifzai. And if you don't Torah, the Yichud Melech, you Zoich, it's a Yichud and Zivuk, Kavyachu Gabayim Shalom, so it's then, the Bayim Shalom's Torah is your Torah. There's no two nyonim over here. Because it's misachid, miskal, and yobayim shalom, and therefore it's a Torah so yek and yonim alayim. But nachas v'sham, that's why the whole yitzahar is to take Torah and to make Torah into a public company. So take Torah and some Torah v'zach, some more tikkun achrayis, imi b'boyis, lichpish, some malka imi b'boyis. Probably a pachad v'zach.
Anything you do in the world is
like a bit of English. It's like saying when there was a bit of English, outside the bit of English is not the Rishus of the Rabbi Shalom. In the bit of English is a tangible Bechina. And there, there's no excuses. When everything's behester, so right, it's behester. But the high madrig is a bit confused. The shvi'is Hashem in the summer, but it's less dangerous because less is expected.
Even though it's a stack of berezes,
a lot of it's less. It's like a king's got a few palaces. One he lives in, and one he doesn't live in. And if you're married in the other one, you're the housekeeper in the other one. The king's never there, b'chlal. But this is the one where the Rebbe Shlomo says this is the Hechol HaMalka, and you can take a feel it because it's Torah B'Kedusha, you can feel it. That's Kula Yashuas HaShchina. That's the Targum of the Mishkan, the Bissam Yiddish. Bissam Yiddish, the Targum of Mishkan says that you learn Torah, you're a Kohen. Midosh Yitiro, Mamlech is Kohen. If you learn Torah, you have a teaching.
A person learns Torah. A person learns Torah, so the Bechina is his mamish, there is a Mishkan around him. People learn Torah in Madrid, there was a fire around him. There's something going on there, there's a Mishkan with him. There's a Mishkan in Mavado, and the Mishkan betachlis, the place we want to be Chaita, so we're going to be Mispasha to the whole world has become a Begili to Kamishkan. Who learns it? Because it stays a Hester to Kamishkan. The Hester to Kamishkan is not as delicate. Same with King's Galus, if you're married against the Melech. So then rather it's serious wherever it is. It's a person that's Pregim or Shavit Hashem, where is it more sensitive? It's more sensitive about the King's Palace. King can't demand people all over the world to stand there in war, stand there like a goylem. However, in his palace, that's what they do. His palace is only Dalad al Dalad, however big it is. It's only a percent of the Malchus. However, the third is that's Imi Babois. That's why we should be fairish of the Chinagun of boys. So therefore, you're married anywhere. It's much more delicate. The king is going to be much more sensitive. Otherwise, as if a dog is married to a Malchus. It's around the country. If you wave to the king, you're not married to a Malchus. Over in the palace, you have to stand on the year of the Pachat. I, the king everywhere, but Imi Babois is a special deal. Torah makes an Imi Babois. And for Mishkan, the Mishkan is with the Aron. The Aron, it's a Mishkan going with us wherever we are. It doesn't stand Torah with Anova, it doesn't stand Torah. The discussion is the Rebbein Shleim. To be every word he says, he wants to be discussion with the Rebbein Shleim. And feel that he's not having a Yichud with the Rebbein Shleim. And like we said, if he has a story like that, then he's Machadish Chidushim, because after Yichud, it's Pro-Ru. After Yichud, then it's Peres. And the person can Machadish. And the Hilda reason on the right, he's Machadish so fast. He never left the Yichud. His whole life was one big Yichud. He was mighty payers and 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 payers all the time. Machna Yichud and Melach, he mighty payers. That's why I must take a Chidush Torah come out.